Specialty crop growers are facing obstacles from every direction. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In yesterday's show, we heard a Mississippi sweet potato grower share the misery that specialty crop growers are facing. She spoke at a Senate Ag Committee hearing that also featured Tim Boring, who heads the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Unfortunately, for many specialty crops, times have never been more tenuous. What once provided an avenue for farmers to diversify their products has forced many to choose whether or not their farm will welcome back the next generation. Whether it's due to trade pressures, rising input costs, climate variability, labor constraints, the threats of pests and disease, many specialty crops in this country are either harder to grow, more difficult to get to market, or challenging as ever to reach the consumer.
But wait, there's more, says Boring.
For instance, last year in Michigan, cherry farmers lost between 30 and 75% of their crops because of abnormal weather events that drove unprecedented insect and pest pressure. Losses such as these are becoming far more common. A farm bill that provides grower support, such as through new research, helps ensure the continuation of family farms in the face of these unprecedented challenges and is critical for the long-term viability of specialty crops in Michigan and across the country.
Others appearing before the Ag Committee shared similar stories, prompting one senator to call for a rapid fix for the system. You'll hear from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.